Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to subscribe to my weekly devotional blog and monthly update to receive free faith-building resources by email. Go to my website and subscribe there. It's easy. It's gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 37:23.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 37:23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. The last month hasn't gone as I'd planned. I'd envisioned having lots of time to write from my boat home and to engage with our neighbors in the marina. But my plans fell by the wayside when a submerged log damaged our vessel's rudder. Without a functioning rudder, we have no ability to steer the vessel, and, well, that's kind of important. So, the Makana Squared was lifted from the water and taken to the repair yard where, as I record this, she sits on nautical stilts waiting to be fixed. 3 weeks have passed. I've been staying with friends, for which I'm grateful, but my life, as it looks right now, is nothing like I'd expected. Life rarely goes as we expect, right? You and I experience this to be true in light of the pandemic. Personally, the plans I'd made to lead mission teams overseas were canceled. Plans made to celebrate holidays like Easter and Christmas and Thanksgiving with my family, gone. For so many people, plans for businesses, weddings, graduations, and even funerals, gone. But the pandemic aside, life rarely goes as we expect. How do we respond when the path on which we're walking takes an unexpected detour? Speaking from experience, we feel disappointed. We might feel cheated. We might even feel helpless or a little bit angry. But today's Bible verse challenges us to consider a different response. Psalm 37:23 assures us that the Lord directs the steps of those who love Him. In order to fully appreciate and learn to rest in this truth, we need to understand who the Lord is. In this verse, the Lord is spelled with all capital letters. This then refers to Jehovah, the only true God, the self-existent one, the all-sufficient one. The one who reigns supreme and sovereign, and who answers to no one because He is the ultimate and final authority over heaven and earth. This is the Lord who directs the steps of those who love Him. Because of who He is, we can rest assured that His plans for us are designed in wisdom and goodness. Nothing that happens is happenstance. He establishes or orders our path with an eternal purpose in mind. Even if something we consider bad happens, we can respond with confident expectation that God's got this. He's not being mean. Neither is he abandoned nor forgotten us. He's able to take the bad and shape it into something good for our benefit and for his glory. The Lord directs the steps of those who love him, and he delights in every detail of their lives. Did you catch that? Every detail. Nothing slips past his notice. Psalm 139 says that the Lord, all capital letters, knows everything about us. He knows our thoughts. He knows when we sit down or stand up, when we travel far from home, and when we rest at home. He knows everything we do and the words we speak before we open our mouth. He goes before us and follows us and puts his hand of blessing on our head. We can never escape his presence. Everywhere we go, his hand guides us and his strength supports us. Every day of our life is recorded in his book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. These are the truths we need to hang on to when life takes a drastic, unexpected turn. We read about Joseph's experience in Genesis 37, where his brothers betrayed him and sold him into slavery. He later spent years in prison for something he didn't do. He went from being his father's favorite child to being fettered in chains after being falsely accused of assaulting his boss's wife. Talk about a drastic detour. Or was it? Was Joseph's change of direction that day in the desert really a detour? Or was it God directing his steps? Naturally, we would have deemed betrayal and false imprisonment as bad for Joseph. But God was sitting sovereignly over the details to prepare and to position him for leadership and to save millions of lives. We can let unexpected changes of direction sink us in disappointment or make us feel cheated or helpless or a little bit angry. I guarantee that's the way our human nature will respond unless we remember who the Lord is and that he directs our steps and delights in every detail of our lives. Remembering these truths helps us maintain the right perspective. When life changes direction, we can hold on to hope, knowing God holds us. As for me, at this time, I can't even pretend to know why my present path includes a broken rudder that has displaced me from my boat home for weeks. But this I know, the Lord directs the steps of the godly, and he delights in every detail of their lives. God is up to something that I don't understand, and I'm confident that he's got this and he has a purpose. Meanwhile, I choose to hold on to hope, knowing God holds me. May I pray for you? Father, thank you for directing our steps and delighting in every detail of our lives. The truth of your sovereignty sustains us when we don't understand drastic and unexpected detours. We are grateful for your presence and for your power in our lives and your purposes for our lives. Teach us to rest in these truths, to trust you and not be afraid when our path changes direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.